I had the good fortune this week to read Round the Bend by Neville Shute, a popular and prolific novelist of the first half of the 20th century. Round the Bend is said to be his favorite work, if not his most popular or critically acclaimed. Unusually for a novelist, Shute was an engineer and translated his engineering experiences and mindset to popular fiction. Thus, the narrator of Round the Bend is Tom Cutter, an aircraft mechanic and pilot who starts a successful charter business in the Persian Gulf. The book works as an interesting story about doing business in an exotic location, but its real subject is Connie Shacklin, a mechanic that Cutter hires. Shacklin is a most unusual man. He preaches a doctrine of aircraft maintenance that relies heavily on religious precepts, and he gains a following. That he is a Christ figure is made clear, and yes, as such, he is controversial and dies a conventionally early death. I don't mean to review the book or give away its plot. However, if you read and liked Robert Pirsig's Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, you will surely enjoy Round the Bend. I was intrigued by the connection made between good work and a good life, a connection that is at least implied in most of the world's religions. Speaking for myself, I have known two men who seemed, to me, to be at least a little holy without being jerks about it, and both were men who worked very hard at their respective trades. One is a land surveyor, my former employer, and undoubtedly one of the finest boundary experts in California. His holiness derived from relentless pursuit of evidence, clear thinking, and the sort of scrupulous honesty that can be damned annoying at times. Perhaps that doesn't sound all that holy, but to me it was. I know that his example inspired me to be a better surveyor and a better man, and that I am one of many who would say the same. The other example is an architect and contractor, a man I interviewed for several magazine articles. His books and personal example have been immensely inspiring to thousands, and I personally believe that some of his writings amount to scripture. However, he has no religious air about him. Rather, he has sweated and worked on job sites around the world, seeking to physically embody timeless ideas and buildings that will live on as testaments to his beliefs. Both men are primarily businessmen, which might seem a little strange if you look to conventional religion for your spiritual inspiration. But again, speaking for myself, I have known more than my share of ministers and gurus, and have yet to find any as genuine as these two teachers. So I conclude that if I am to find salvation in this life, it is more likely to come from doing good work than from having a particular set of religious beliefs. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.